Patrick, it's summer.
Yes, it is, dude.
Vacations are coming up.
I've already got a sunburn, man. It's kind of a bummer.
At least for me, at least. I'm about to head off on a family vacation
to the
beach.
Yeah.
And what this means is that we have to really rush here and get stuff ready and get out of town. So you and I decided we were just going to try something different this week with the show and just do some really short episodes,
right?
It's like our pre-vacation.
We got to get it done. I'm going to be in St. Martin, as usual, for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Last week of July, 2 weeks in August. That's what I do. Go down with my Chihuahua Rescue Club, and we spend a really nice 3 weeks.
You hang out with Richard Branson?
He's there occasionally, flies in.
All right.
Got good weed.
Very good. So this whole week you're going to hear just a little like 5 minutes or so from us, and we'll always end with a good song, so we'll have a song to leave you with. Song of the day, maybe, is what we call this. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like a little morning vitamin you take. Just pop that down, folks, early in the morning, and the rest of your day will be a little bit better.
And
not
then,
perceptively, but better.
While we're on vacation, we're going to have some special stuff the next couple of weeks, but we'll get to that on Friday. We'll tell you all about that on Friday.
Surprise.
The show will go on, though. Don't
That's
worry
right.
about that. All right.
No reruns here, man.
So for this first micro episode, I guess you might call it. I don't know. Maybe you can think of a better name. We want to play a phone call. Actually, I think we're going to do that for like the next few days.
Great.
Play a phone call from one of the listeners, and that will help set up the little song of the day. All right, here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Trip from Oregon. Loving the podcast, especially that episode that you guys produced earlier in the year on Athens, Georgia, as it brought back a lot of fond musical memories from my times at UGA. Anyways, a couple of things came to mind as I listened to the Friday Fan Mail episode last week. First, your discussion about Our Lips Are Sealed reminded me of another Go-Go's cover from many years ago, Poison Idea's version of We Got the Beat. My buddy's roommate in college was a member of the Sub Pop Singles Club at the time, and I recall it being a fantastic B-side to one of the 7-inches that he got in the mail. If you haven't heard it before, give it a listen, as it's a fun kind of punk rock version of the Go-Go's standard. Secondly, I was surprised to find that your discussion about Starry Eyes was not about my favorite Motley Crue song, but from a British power pop band, which I had never heard of before. Not only is your podcast a great listen, but it's also pretty educational, as I'll have to eventually give some time to listen to the record's back catalog someday. Anyways, just wanted to call, let you guys know you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work, and I'll keep listening every day.
Thank you.
That was cool, man. Yeah, Oregon.
Oregon, but went to Georgia.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yes, so we got a lot of that.
What did he cheer for in, like, the football?
So thank you, Trip?
Trip.
Trip. Thank you, Trip, for the call.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And, yeah, so we mentioned Athens, Georgia. That was the episode we did with Kevin Goff.
Yeah, right? Kevin Goff, Dan Gursky. Yeah, we talked about Athens. Kevin was from there. Spent a lot of time there.
Right.
For Atlanta area. Yep.
The cover song he suggests is by Poison Idea. Do you know Poison Idea?
Yeah, I was just looking for that 7-inch, Jim.
Okay.
I know I have it here somewhere. Give me another minute.
Okay.
Heavy Duty band from the Pacific Northwest, Jim. I liked them a lot. The heavy punk guys. They were kind of like, some hardcore dudes, but crossed with some wrestlers. And they came across really strong.
So you were a member of the Sub Pop
Singles
Club?
Yes, sir, I was.
Did you get lots of cool stuff?
Yeah, I did.
Like, do you remember anything else you got from
that? Oh, yeah, man, some Soundgarden stuff that I got that was fantastic. I remember the Gorries. Do you remember this band? They did an incredible version of Give Me Some Money from Spinal Tap. You remember that part in Spinal Tap when they play that jam, Give Me Some Money?
Yeah, where they were like the Thamesmen?
Yeah, that's
like
right. So that was the cover that the Gorries did. Do I have to come back and tell you everything?
They did the cover of that song from the movie.
That's pretty clever, right?
I'm trying to look up Discogs here to see if we can find out what this 7-inch is.
The Poison Idea?
Poison Idea.
Yeah. If you look down there, you might actually find it. I swear I got it.
This is...
Yeah, so that's the original Sin. So it's probably right behind that. Flip a few and see if you see Poison Idea. There it is.
Is that it?
Oh, my gosh. You have this.
I told you I had it.
Poison Idea, taken by surprise.
There it is.
Backed with We Got the Beat.
Yeah. An addition of 5,000, right? So it's kind of like Tad in a punk band.
This is amazing.
I knew I had it. I just couldn't find it.
And it was like sitting right here next to me.
We did not plan this.
This is insane. It's insane. Yeah, there you go. Poison
there it
Idea.
Is. That was part of the Sub Pop Singles
well,
Club.
After all this buildup, I think the listeners want to hear the song. And I pulled it up here. I found it on YouTube.
Excellent.
So we're not going to actually... We could play the vinyl.
We could play the vinyl. We don't have to.
I got it right here on the YouTube.
Yep.
Listen to that. So, as we mentioned, listen all week. We're just going to do these little, really quick little episodes on Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we will talk to you tomorrow. And here is Poison Idea covering We Got the Beat.
No reruns here, man.